The obvious issue with this district and most districts in America is the lack of investment and resources in the communities to support the businesses, hospitals, schools, and industry that exists in my specific district. You're looking at things like dairy farming, high-performance transportation auto parts, tourism, most obviously. All of those assets are lacking in a consistent flow of investment into their greatest potential. The unemployment rate in New York 21 is 2 times the national average. That is unacceptable. Unlike anybody else in this race, based on my deep family history going back to the 1700s, born in Saranac Lake, raised in Saranac Lake, combined with my expertise in communications and in finance, I believe I, unlike any other candidate that's running in the primary or the incumbent, can bring a level of awareness and investment and possibility into the district that simply is not available with any other candidate.
Dylan Radigan, Representative Stefanik will say she is bringing jobs and things back to the North Country. So what specifically do you disagree with Ms. Stefanik about?
I don't think it's appropriate for me to comment directly on Representative Stefanik until I actually have the opportunity to be the candidate to face her. I don't have an issue with Representative Stefanik. I have an issue with the lack of opportunity in the district that exists to this day. The fact that children from the district like myself are forced to leave in search of opportunity, which creates distress in my family and in a lot of other families like mine, is no longer acceptable. And I believe that the ability to change that reality is available to us, and I believe that I can do it.
Mr. Radigan, that kind of touches on another issue. In the past, both Democrats Aaron Wolf and Mike Derrick had left the area to find jobs and basically make their way in the world. They maintained ties in the area, and they came back and they ran for Congress. But a lot of voters said they were carpetbaggers. They just came back to run for Congress. Are you concerned that you might be viewed the same way?
No, I think it's a logical attack superficially, but I think once you understand that I was born and raised in Saranac Lake, that I am a graduate of Saranac Lake High School, that my original ancestors came to the district in the mid-1700s, that my family has a history in my Uncle Bert ran the Studebaker dealership in Plattsburgh. If it was F-Ford, F-150s, quite honestly, we'd all be rich. My Uncle Pat is one of the local priests. Both of my parents have worked in community health and in public health their entire careers. And I moved back here 5 years ago after resigning in protest to the corruption of the political system on MSNBC because my values are much more from Saranac Lake than they are from cable television.
Also along those lines, during your TV career, you railed a lot about money and politics. Now you have to face the reality of having to deal with money in politics. How are you going to rectify the reality of financing your campaign with that ideology?
Well, I think the ideology is universal. Everybody knows that really all a congressional campaign is a small media startup that does poll testing and then programs content to try to play on the emotions of the voters in order to secure jobs and maintain the status quo. The reality is I, unlike any other candidate, have a proven track record of having access to money and power, both as a host of the most popular show at the time on CNBC and the highest rated daytime show at MSNBC, and even with the benefit of a very luxurious lifestyle in the face of the corruption of the financial crisis, in face of the frustration of the two-party political system. I'm probably the only person who actually has resigned 2 multi-million dollar jobs based in moral protest to the corruption that was in front of me. And so if there's anybody that is capable of crowdsourcing money in a way that broadens the base of support from the super rich and has a history of maintaining my integrity in the face of money and power, I would say that I'm as good or better than anybody that's ever run.
Dylan Radigan, you had very close access to people in federal government. But there's a lot of Democrats who actually have government experience that are running in New York 21. So how do you place yourself as being qualified to run for Congress when there are some candidates with government experience?
I would say that the essential skill is operating with large groups to accomplish objectives and a demonstrated capacity to interact directly with sitting members of the federal government. And I would say that you're not going to find a candidate who has a better, bigger track record and more experience in direct debate with sitting members of the Congress, the Senate, and the entire federal government than me, in addition to the history running large organizations, including global corporate finance, for Mike Bloomberg.
What do you think that your experience would bring to Congress?
I know that my experience would bring the ability to shift the conversation from talking about the wrong problem. The issue with Congress is a lack of seriousness that allows them to perpetuate conversations that are not about the right subject. And so my capacity as a communicator to emphasize, for instance, that the issue with healthcare is ultimately, are people healthy? The issue with education is, are people learning? And we have clear pathways to improve health that are available to us around the country. We have clear understanding of how people learn, but rather than discussing how we further advance the things that make people healthy in our society or further advance the things that help people learn in our society, we find ourselves in these poll-tested debates producing commercials trying to take each other down while the health deteriorates and the educational system fails to update to what we know is available to us in the way people learn.
How challenging is that going to be with the continued polarization that we see down there?
I believe the polarization we see down there is completely disconnected from 80% of the people in this country. And I believe that the House of Representatives was created in order to represent the people. The issue with the House of Representatives specifically is that rather than having representatives who create consensus inside their district and then they represent that consensus as a voice in the Congress, rather, they take it as a good job and then produce attack media in order to preserve their position and never engage in marshaling the consensus that's available from the brilliant ideas that exist in every district in America, including New York 21.
Other than your name recognition, because that's probably right now an advantage over all of the other primary challengers, what do you think sets you apart from the other Democrats in the race?
I know what sets me apart from my challengers and the incumbents is my unique understanding of the district based on my family roots, combined with my demonstrated capacity to navigate the halls of money and power and communication on the largest level. And I intend to marry my capacity to navigate money, power, and communication with my deep district knowledge to bring resources and awareness to the district on a level that's simply not possible with any other candidate, including the incumbents.